Hi, everybody. We're Ryan and Angela Tolman. We're working on track 8 here. These are just some house cleaning rules, some do's and don'ts that we want to bring you up to speed on. Angela and I have been working with Covenant Prison Ministry for the last 6, maybe 7 years. We do the Life Skills Program in the Union County Jail, and we also attend the Crusades every 3 months down in Columbia, South Carolina. And we find it very rewarding and just a great experience.
And we know that you're on your way to doing some ministry as well, and we're excited because you're going to have a great time. It's going to be a life-changing experience for you. We want to get here, and we're going to start here on point 21, and it's be on time and stay on time. We know time is one of the most important commodities we have today in our world, and people are pressed by it. I don't know if any of you ever watched the movie Castaway, but it was all about time. And we want to get there and stay on time and arrive on time.
You know, Ange, that makes me think. You know, I spent a number of years in the airline industry, and one thing that I observed, I laugh about it today, but I can understand how people were upset. A passenger would miss a flight, and they'd get running up to the gate 10 minutes after the plane left, and they would have a temper tantrum right there, like, how could you leave without me? Well, the airline said, your responsibility is to show up on time, and our responsibility is to leave on time. So it is very important that when we say it is time to start, we start. When we say it's time to finish, finish. So what point we want to make to you is this, is that if you're going to a service and it starts at 7 o'clock, don't show up at 7 o'clock. You need to be there at 6:30. You need to take a little time to prepare. The men or the ladies will start to come in maybe 10 minutes early. But when they say it starts at 7, it starts at 7. When they say it finishes at 8, then listen, you need to be thinking about wrapping up maybe at 7:45 or 7:50. Because it ends at 8, that means they leave at 8. So please, be very courteous about time. Which leads us to point 22. Point 22, listen, when you're in one of these facilities, and we're going in there, we want to share the love of Jesus. We also want to find out, really, who doesn't know Jesus? One of the greatest ways to evangelize is just to share your story. That's really what you do quite a bit of the time when you're in there, Ange.
Just share your mess ups, but also tell them how God can clean you up and turn you around. That's what it's about. He says it's the word of our testimony, and nobody can argue that or debate it with you. It's life-changing. So do your evangelism by just telling stories and being real with people. And don't be afraid to share your failures and your mistakes.
Yeah, you know, when Ange and I are in there together, I share Angela's failures with everybody all the time. I tell them how she messed up by how God restored her. And if you need some stories, you can ask her as well.
That's right. I'm an open book. So all we're saying here is don't be stiff and rigid, but just be willing to be open and honest with people because they'll be so receptive of that.
That's right. That's right. We all have shortcomings, and the Lord has done so much in all our hearts. So don't evangelize by preaching hardcore hell to people. Just share your story, and the Holy Spirit will do the work in their hearts.
Point 22 and 23 and 24, we can kind of book these two together. Be courteous and obedient to the facility staff and show them high respect. First and foremost, don't refer to them as guards. They're officers. Officer Smith, Officer Jones, whatever their name is. Show high honor and esteem them because they don't have an easy job, and we want to make their job even easier.
Yeah. We don't. If you ever watched any of these shows, Prison Break, or any of these things on the Discovery Channel, this can be a very rough environment. These officers put up with a lot. So, being courteous to them, obeying the rules. Listen, do not resist. When you're going through security and come in and they ask you questions that we may think are ridiculous, they've seen people within the system. These men and women in the facilities, they have brilliant minds, and there's a reason why they're doing what they do. So listen. Let's just obey the rules. Let's be respectful. Let's be courteous of their position. And don't resist these people when they ask us to do something. Moving on to point 25, I kind of chuckle at this. Watch your fluid intake before entering the unit. You know, yeah, watch your fluid intake, ladies. If you're anything like Angela, you better be watching your fluid intake. But I'll tell you, I really have to think about myself. When I used to fly across the country, you know, you're on an airplane and it's time to push off a gate, and then they tell you you have a 30-minute delay. So what do? I sit there and I drink coffee. Then I have another cup of coffee. Then I have another cup and another cup and another cup. And then they say, hey, it's time to go. Hooray, we're ready to push off the gate. We're moving out. We're on the taxiway, and you're supposed to stay in your seat. holy crow, my fluid intake, I'm almost at max bladder capacity. You know what I'm saying? So listen, we need to be thinking ahead of these things because not all of these facilities have a usable restroom. And by the way, on that note, listen, men, when you go in, you don't ever go by yourself to a restroom in a woman's facility. You always take a woman with you and vice versa. So listen, watch your fluid intake.
Number 26 and 27, we'll kind of put those together. No medications, no weapon material. Basically, all you need is your Bible and maybe some tracks or whatever it is that you're going to be using for music. There's no need to take a purse, a pocketbook, all the sermons from your past 10 years of your pastors and your Bible, because they go through those things. They have to check them for safety reasons. And believe it or not, one time I went to a training seminar, and they brought out the contraband. I was amazed at how these people form weapons out of little things that I had no idea. These guys have brilliant minds. These women have brilliant minds. All they have is time. So don't bring anything in except what is needed. No medications, no weapons.
Yeah, don't bring your keys, pocket knives. Leave your guns in the car. If you're bringing a cake for somebody, don't bring them a big long 16-inch knife to cut the cake. You know, that doesn't go over too well in these facilities. I mean, a lot of this is common sense, folks. We're coming down here. We have one more point. It may sound kind of crazy to you, but listen, with regards to taking pictures, I will tell you, and I think you'll agree, Ange, I don't see anybody coming in here with a big camera to take pictures within a facility. However, cell phones today, you can leave those in your car. Believe me, when you're going into a facility, if you're waiting for an important phone call, you shouldn't be inside of the prison system waiting on an important phone call. That being said, most phones today have a camera on them. You do not. You do not take any pictures because that's just not acceptable. Officers do not want any pictures taken inside of what's going on inside of the prison system. What goes in the prison system stays in the prison system. So listen, leave your cell phones in your cars and don't take any pictures.
So let's do a quick overview here just of the points. Be exact on time and stop on time. Evangelize without being evangelistic. Add a little humor. Be fun. Be courteous and obedient to the facility and show respect and honor to the staff.
Of course, I got to talk about watch your fluid intake. That's always a good one for me. Don't. This is supposed to be fun. Prison ministry is fun. Listen, leave your weapons in the car. Don't bring any drugs and sell them to the inmates. We don't want to be doing that. This is common sense, folks. No medications, no weapons. And on the final note, listen, no pictures. Leave your phones in the car. Don't take any pictures. We hope you've enjoyed it. We've made it a little humorous because a lot of this is common sense. And we're looking forward to meeting you and seeing you within the Covenant Prison Ministry organization.